code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
This is Cutting with Mitrick on the 10th of September 2012. I always start off by suggesting that newcomers, and there's always newcomers coming into the broadcast, they should make good use of the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and they'll find the good past probably months just listening to all the audios going way back over the years where I place together the system for you to give you shortcuts, understanding that you're really in a controlled society, totally controlled. And you have been all your life, so your parents and your grandparents too. And I go into the organizations that flourished in the 1800s and published many of their works during the 20th century, early 20th century especially, about their big global plans and their remaking society from scratch basically, giving new cultures to the people that would destroy the old system and how the state would take over all the fallout and deal with the government agencies galore, which we have today. But as I say too, the big boys wanted to take over all the world's resources and run the world properly, as they said. None of this making your own mind up, making personal decisions anymore. It's too catastrophic and chaotic for them to handle. So you come into a world now where all the big decisions are made for you, and that's that, by people you'll never even hear of, you won't even know their names and who they are, all specialists and experts in different big massive departments and global departments as well across the world. So help yourself to the audios there. Remember, too, you're the audience who bring me to you. You can keep me and keep going by getting the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, because I don't bring on advertisers as guests. I certainly could. I'd make a lot of money at it, too. But this gives me more free hands to say what I want to say. And if you want to support me, you can buy the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com and go into the websites and you'll find out how to do it. But from the U.S., remember, to Canada, you can still use personal checks. And you can use international postal money orders in the post office. You can send PayPal, or you can send cash. It's up to yourselves. Across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And they say, if you understand the past, you understand the present, because it's true what they say. Those who command the past always command the future. The power never gives itself up. It has thousands of think tanks to ensure that it in itself, of course, within their own organizations, go on. It's the first rule in government, too, is the preservation of government. It's the first thing, same as any big corporation with the world. And that's what we're living through. These big boys of their world clubs, even through the G20 and others, that they formed, you didn't elect them to form these private clubs, and they're throwing your money all over the world to make their better future for themselves and their offspring. Not the third world, mind you, but the big corporate boys who own it all. That's what it's really down to. So, as I say, you know, you must understand how you got to this point. You've got to understand your governments are nothing but fronts, because every president and prime minister for 100 years belongs to the main private organization that runs the world. It comes from foreign relations, as it's commonly called, and its main body is in London, which is called the Royal Institute for International Affairs. Go into the histories of it, go into the histories written by their own historians, because they have their own personal historians, since after all, they have the real history of why things happen, since they cause and bring on the wars, so that they can amalgamate countries and have their big global government down the road, and also to plunder the country's resources. So that's the world we're really living in, folks, and as you go through all the changes, it's the century of change, remember? The academia calls it that in the 20th century, the 21st, the century of change. What it meant was all the big systems that were planned for a long time would be put fully into force. Because the old society has been pretty well destroyed. The marriage system is destroyed. The family unit's destroyed. The community spirit is destroyed. People don't stand up for anything much at all these days. Back with more now after these messages.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi. Back cutting through the matrix. And talking about the big changes, of course, planned changes. Changes that aren't done by little groups here and there, but big think tanks across the world funded by foundations. They're called philanthropists, you see. These philanthropists are, they comprise their own particular big group that run the world, really. In fact, they put the presidents and prime ministers in, and that's all documented by Carol Quigley because he was the historian for the group that selects them. And that's how it's been, it said, since the late 1800s. The British ones, the American ones, Canadian, the whole British Commonwealth, and some other countries too, and even the EU now, are all pre-selected before the public gets to vote for them. And it's all rigged, in other words. So you've got to understand that, as I say, you've got to understand the history and what you're living through. Most folk actually today have been trained not to care. Really, not to care. Most folk don't want to know who's running them or what the scams that are going on, as long as they can have fun. That's how they've been trained to be egocentric. And just seek the pleasure and avoid pain, even in topics of conversation. And the big boys that gave us this present stage and then the present culture we're in today, some of them didn't even live to see it, but they planned it and wrote about it back in the 30s and 40s of the last century. And they got together and they published lots of books. And Lord Bertrand Russell and others have mentioned, and he belonged to the four of the world's top groups that give us the whole culture for this new century. But he talked about the egocentric society they create. Even narcissism would be used until people are separated and in love with themselves. And such people will ignore unpleasant stuff. They'll always seek pleasure to avoid pain. And that goes with topics as well. don't want to hear us too old. I don't want to hear bad news. And because of that, they help to spread the disease of ignorance, which enables the elites to manage you much better. Plus, when you get to a stage, you see, of the gradual changes, you've got to really go step by step through gradual changes, a few generations. But once you get to the obliteration stage, we've obliterated the past and utterly turned society upside down. All of its culture is destroyed. Basically, traditions are destroyed. Then you can really ramp ahead pretty fast. And that's what we're seeing now, is a rampaging ahead as they go fast and train us through neuroscience and psychology into this new way of living, where you're going to be taught austerity and how austerity is good for you. And they'll tell you that all these counselors are already getting trained to come out and take you and his patients down the road to make you feel happy about being poor. It's just all part of it, too. And it will work because, you see, you're all trained to believe in experts. Again, Bertrand Russell mentioned that part. The public will not think for themselves. They'll be trained to only take the word of experts. And that's happened a long time ago, as you well know. And we are the most well-informed slaves that's ever existed with communication today. And for over the years, I've talked about even the groups put out and funded by the big foundations that were trained to go in and attach themselves to your local councils, even as they amalgamate using the weather chaos they're creating, CO2, greenhouse gases, all that stuff, as they spray us all like bugs from the air, and they don't talk about that part, and how they've drafted them on, and how they have to go into ecology first before they can do any big programs in your local area, and how you must pay more taxes for it. I've gone through so many articles on that, I've lost count, but they're in the archive section at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Nothing new at all, as they regionalize the world. And for lots of regions, of course, everything comes down to tens, like the Kabbalistic tree of life, and they've got the whole world broken up into tens, and then inside your own country, tens again. But that's the system that they planned over 100 years ago. It's old stuff, actually, very old stuff. And they've been working at it and implementing it for over 60 years. Now, part of it, too, is to train you that, you know, that life isn't that precious. We already accept that because in America, especially in other countries, too, there are more babies going up the chimneys in abortions than give live births. That's a fact. So people have been trained that their children are a problem. Just like Margaret Sanger said, children are weeds. You know, and they would train the public to see them as weeds. And that's what they pushed through the feminist movements. And, oh, my God, it ties you down. And you can't go out and have fun, have parties, etc. And go for a career. That's happened. So we're getting devalued in life, that is. And folk are accepting that. We don't care so much when we're slaughtering people across the world as we used to. It doesn't matter how many photographs come across from the Middle East or anywhere else. No one really cares. And that's a fact. That doesn't really affect most folk. Again, egocentric. I don't want to see that. It's bad news. I want to feel happy. It's all about feelings, you see. Now, part of it, too, as Greece goes under and the skyrocketing suicides go on, Spain, too, Italy, and other countries to follow, but the whole world's to go this way, remember, is the big boys to give you less and less and less and charge you more and more and more and scam all your disposable income from you through extra taxes, etc., and high cost of living. That's where your disposable income is. Because you now are in a post-consumerist society, according to the United Nations and the Club of Rome. Now, one of the ideas, too, now that life is cheap is all that, to make you see it in a different way. Understand it's all to do with perception management. Everything is perception management. People don't only have opinions on things. They have feelings about things now. Like being taught to have feelings. How do you feel about this? See? And one of it is being used to the death idea. We know that euthanasia has been pushed big time, and it will be pushed to the front in some countries if it's not already. And you'll have different opinions about it. They've also allowed folk in places like Holland, if they have a bout of depression, that they could get euthanasia rather than treat them. Yeah, euthanasia is the way it goes, cheaper that way. So here in England, they have Joy of Death, it says, in Bournemouth, aims to break taboos. Wedding fairs are commonplace around the country as a happy couples prepare for their big day, but mention the concept of a funeral fair to help plan your final farewell. An initial reaction might be a combination of shock and surprise, But in Bournemouth this weekend, more than 150 people from inside the funeral industry, they're as bad as lawyers, by the way, it's what a racket funeral industries are gathering for the particularly titled Joy of Death Festival. Joy of Death. Now, in its second year, not only does it exhibit which coffins to buy or what hearse to ride in the back, it also recognizes the unsung heroes of the bereavement business. For the first time, they will get their moment in the spotlight at the Good Funeral Guide Awards. They've got themselves awards now. And it's sort of a mini Disneyland set up where you can go and have fun as you play into the, and get used to the idea of death, you see. It's all going to be a fun thing. And it'll catch on big time. Well, the idea might seem morbid to some, the awards and conference aim to debunk the taboos about dealing with death and grief. Hollywood style, of course. Well, what else? All cancers start in California and spread out across the world, eh? As they used to say in Britain. The idea of Bournemouth, a resident to Brian Jenner, he turned his love for the U.S. television series 6 Feet Under into a chance to showcase what can be made of planning for your send-off. So the living Hollywood into it, etc. You can go to this little Walt Disney place in England and go into a death ship, that kind of thing, off to Valhalla, and so on. And have fun as you have a good laugh at death. Most folk, of course, will be happy as long as it's not their own at the moment, if they're having pleasure. Now, British people are committing suicide to escape poverty, more and more of them, like every other place. As austerity bites in, you see. Is this what the state wants? It says, in the last few months of his life, Craig Monk attempted several overdoses and was described as vulnerable by his family. An accident a few years ago had resulted in partial amputation of his leg, and he suffered unnecessary and anxiety-inducing obstructions in receiving state assistance. It really gets hard as it can be if you haven't just come into the country from other places, like an illegal alien or something. If you're born and you've got a problem, you don't get all that money thrown at you. So even though his disability was clear for all to see, over time he slipped further into poverty, the ends could no longer meet. Finally, the fear of there being not a light at the end of the tunnel overwhelms him, and Mr. Monk, 43-year-old from Burnley, was found hanging in his home in October last year. Well, governments are very happy about that because it saves them cash. You dip them down as a useless eater now because you're not a producer and consumer, which is the definition from the United Nations of a good world citizen. This article was, I'd love to say this is an anomaly, a one-off. There has to be someone who is psychologically unhinged and motivated by his own selfish considerations. He says, I cannot, for there's far more to it than that. At the right, there have been almost 150 deaths related to sick and disabled citizens who fear being plunged further into poverty as the benefit system designed to protect the vulnerable increasingly cuts people adrift, leaving them to fend for themselves. And for some people, the solution is clear and irreversible, as it appeared to be for Mr. Monk. And for that matter, Helen and Mark Mullins. The Mullins had physical and mental disabilities to contend with and spent months fighting the notoriously complex disability process at the Department for Work and Pensions. See, this is Orwell's 1984, everything's government departments. You see. Starved literally off sufficient financial assistance, the couple's weekly food intake was bolstered by the vegetables received from a soup kitchen in Coventry, a 12-mile round trip that they'd made weekly on foot. They couldn't afford a fridge, and so kept food in the garden shed. Eventually, they could no longer stretch their non-existent budget to heating their home, and they spent their remaining months living in one room. And captured on camera by a roving reporter shortly before their death, Mr. Mullins criticized the system. He says, they have no problem suspending benefits, he said. Just put a tick in a box, and they altered your life. But yeah, if it was coming from another country, they'd be throwing cash at them and putting them up in a big, big, expensive house. Because this hope may eventually produce down the road, but those who have fallen down below the poverty line, and maybe they're getting on in life too, no, useless eaters. Of course, it's all deliberate. It's all deliberate. They've discussed this at the top, and all the top meetings as well. But mind you, austerity also has the neuroscientists and psychologists, and using a lot of TV promos and things, and it'll even be incorporated into dramas that you'll see. Methods to make you feel good. Psychologists are really into it. Australia has the know-how to boost well-being. Well-being, it doesn't matter if you're going bankrupt. As long as you feel good about yourself, it's going to be okay. No matter where you're sleeping, even on the street. Back with more after this break.
Don't answer! answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, Patty. Talking about the new system, you've got to be feel good. Doesn't matter what happens to you, just feel good about it. And this is talked about the top levels, the United Nations. Bernanke has mentioned it at top meetings, even with the Council on Foreign Relations. This is how they're going to con the public into the next step: is to train you to feel happy about things, and not gross domestic product, but gross well-being. Well-being. It's not your cross domestic well-being. That's the new capital, you see. As they plunder you, and because you owe so much money to the banks, according to your government's been borrowing and borrowing for donkey's years. And a donkey's years is a long time. So, here's Australia going at it, of course, and you see the big boys have pushed us through the parallel government, the real government, not the ones you vote for, but the ones run by the big foundations and philanthropists who are the international moneylenders that run the world for many centuries. So make the slaves feel happy. And so Australia is in the middle of a well-being boom. This is a PR verb, obviously. It's been handed out for them to publish. Thanks to a surge in the value of the population's collective know-how, the Saturday Age Lateral Economics Index of Australia's well-being, which measures improvements in welfare across a range of indicators, not just economic output, rose nearly 4 times faster than gross domestic product over the past year. I guess they're handing out happy pills along with it, too. You know, they give you your layoff checks. The well-being boom has been driven by a marked rise in the nation's human capital, or collective know-how, which is a key component of the index. This is utter rubbish, you see. This is marketed strategy, this article here. This more than offsets sluggish growth in another key component, which is the national disposable income, which well-being reached $343 billion. The estimated, this is well-being, it's rubbish, you see. An increase of 3.9% or $13 billion was indexed as fast as quarterly increase since it was first published last year. This is when they came out with this gross domestic well-being. The annual growth rate of index, which takes account of income, know-how, the environment, health, inequality, and job satisfaction, accelerated to 14.3%. You understand we're talking out of fantasy here. Gross domestic product released by the Bureau of Stats last Wednesday revealed annual growth of 3.7%. The well-being index has been growing at more than twice the rate of the GDP. Well, that's what they came out and said. Remember when they came out with the first con with Bernanke and so on? We'll train the public into gross domestic well-being and forget the GDP. So it's Nicholas Gruen, the chief executive of Lateral Economics and lead author of the index, said that the strong growth in the value of human capital augured well. What does that mean? An auger is something you dig a hole with. Maybe they're when they bury us of all into it. It's not very happy when they bury us. The index shows that our ability to invest in ourselves is not only paying dividends, but at this stage it's outweighing some of the bad news that's arriving via the declining terms of trade and problems in the global economy, he said. So it's utter rubbish. It's to train you to be happy, you see. Train you to be happy, regardless of your circumstances, so you won't hang yourself and end up with bad stories in the papers. That upsets a lot of happy people, you know. You know, through your egocentric and egocentric. And Scotland's way ahead of it, you see. They've got whole articles out on gross well-being. And it's not about the money, it says. It's the headline. Scott's index measures the feel-good factors. It's about feeling good, for goodness sake. And it's just a technique pioneered in Scotland to measure the quality of... And by the way, Scotland is one of the best thought as finished. It's finished, folks. Finished. That is, I've had recently about Scotland. The poverty is across that country now, just like John Stuart Mill wanted it to be eventually with the Scots and the Irish. It's staring you in the face. So it's pioneered in Scotland to measure the quality of life and to be used all over the world. The Humankind Index, designed by Oxfam's Scottish office, aims to measure what we need to nurture that feel-good feeling. That's all it is. See, unhappiness is all in your head, you understand. That's what it is. It's not what Freud said. It doesn't matter what makes you ill. Just take the pill, get back to work, and do the same things that caused you to be ill in the first place. It uses 18 measures, including health, transport, experiences of work, and even access to parks to calculate quality of life and social justice. And it's got related to articles and links, too, on councils' urge to plan an island quality of life. Don't wait until it's too late to act in Africa. That's another one they're doing. They're doing the whole world now. So there you go. It's all about how you feel about things. You know, that hungry feeling in your belly goes away after a while when you're starving. Don't worry about it. Just feel good and be happy. Massive psychology has always been used on the public, and they don't know it. It has been your whole life. It's in your movies, too. It's in your comedies. It's in everything. You don't even know it's been done to you. In the EU, too, this new Soviet Union, this parliament that nobody wanted, it says here that motorists now face an EU ban if they modify their car. And over in Britain and some of those countries too, in Europe, they have a Ministry of Transport test every year. I've seen cars go through them. And they get underneath the cars every year before they'll pass a roadworthy. And they'll bang with hammers on the floor and everything, try to get a hole put in it. If they put a little hole in it, even a pinhole, and I kid you not, a pinhole, they'll fail that car for the test. They need to pay a massive amount to fix it before they'll pass it. It's like blackmail. But they want to get cars off the road. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm back cutting through the matrix in the world of Big Brother, you see, because Big Brother's everywhere now, as they just dictate to the public, they train the public, you see, that the government's not there to serve you at all, and it never was, of course, but so they've really trained you to accept that, and you just listen to diktats from above, and you comply, or if you can't comply, you commit suicide or whatever. Anyway, it says here, forget all this stuff in this article about the classic cars. They're not going to take classic cars off the road, but the EU is bringing on its own version of the Ministry of Transport test, and it's understood to make it impossible for older cars to modify their vehicles to bring them up to modern safety standards. So they want you off the roads, you know, the folk who can't afford the brand new shiny ones. Because remember, too, in Agenda 21, they said eventually you'll be living in your own little communities, and the authorities will run it all, any authority agencies, and there'll be no private vehicles, just essential vehicles only, and that's police, fire, ambulance, and the military to shoot you, stuff like that, when the time comes. Unless you can become happy before that, and you won't cause any stink. Just you feel good, well-being. So anyway, that's what we got to our days, diktats from above, and we're run scientifically, you see. Oh, it's all science, apparently. Yeah, they tell you. And also, I'm putting up again that article is to do with allergy, immunity, hypersensitivity, and vaccines, the hidden link from factruth.com. It's an interesting article, and people should really get into it and see what's going on and to your own bodies and your children, because the massive allergies, apart from the constant spraying from the skies, it sprays like cockroaches without the decency to admit it to us, and the inoculations you've had for your life have really crippled you, never mind the food you're eating now as well. little article that's from the ACLU, which is interesting. It says the biggest threat to free speech and intellectual property that you've never heard of. So we've seen in the field attempts at the SOPA and PIPA and the floundering anti-counterfeiting trade agreement. Intellectual property laws are often poorly discussed or constructed, hastily proposed, and ultimately both ineffective and potentially abusive. Now, the latest threat to free speech in guise of IP, Internet Provider Reform, the multilateral trade agreement currently being negotiated in secret, it says, by the Office of the United States Trade Representatives, USTR. That agreement, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, would reportedly include dramatic changes in intellectual property laws, changes that could potentially permit the patenting of plants, animals, and medical procedures. And while some of the proposed changes run contrary to enacted federal law, USTR is not only pushing for TPP, it's doing its best to avoid congressional oversight. For instance, they recently rebuffed a request from the staff director on the Senate Finance Committee's International Trade Subcommittee to review documents pertaining to the negotiations. Senator Wyden, chairman of the subcommittee, wrote, and it says a couple of blurbs about it. It says, my office is responsible for conducting oversight over the USTR and trade negotiations. To do that, I ask that my staff obtain the proper security credentials to view the information that USTR keeps confidential and secret. This is material that fully describes what the USTR is seeking in the TPP talks on behalf of the American people and on behalf of Congress. More than 2 months after receiving the proper security credentials, my staff is still barred from viewing the details of the proposals that USTR is advancing. So I'll put that up tonight, too, for those who care. And Cryptogon has some articles here on the Gates Foundation. Now, when you go to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, same group, and Milner Society, same group, etc., etc., they talked about running the world with the parallel government with their own foundations. The same boys wrote that. We run that way today. And they have all the think tanks and so on. They own the think tanks. And they're not voted in by anybody, but they tell governments what to do. They even put politicians into government and bureaucrats too. And you don't get to pick them. They pick them for you. And these philanthropists were to be given more power as time went on. Even an article came out from the CFR about the foundations recently, and it mentioned that the big philanthropists like Bill Gates and so on would step in and help the world through its problems and take over things that governments used to do. So Gates Foundation funds anti-vaccine surveillance and alert system and on-demand vaccine delivery via low-cost unmanned aerial vehicles, it says. And it says here that on-demand vaccine delivery via low-cost unmanned aerial vehicles. George Barbastathis of the Harvard MIT Division of Health Sciences and Technology in the USA will lead a team to develop unmanned aerial vehicles that can be deployed by healthcare workers via cell phones to swiftly transport vaccines to rural locations and alleviate last-minute delivery problems and improve cost, quality, and coverage of vaccine supplies by unmanned aerial vehicles. How's that? Probably spraying, you see. But you haven't been doing all this already? When they spray the skies above you, it's not just the weather they're modifying, folks. There's a lot of stuff involved in this. For a domestic, domiciled, obedient population. And kill a lot of us off, too. Because they know that the death rates are more. They've been keeping stats on it since it started full-time in 1998. You know what's happening. Go to your pharmacy stores and look at the massive aisles of anti-allergy and asthmatic medications that are just flourishing like crazy. But that's normal. It's a new normal, you see. And this article here is from the Telegraph, and it says, as David Cameron may have learned when he read the PPE at Oxford, property rights are a cornerstone of our liberty, security, and civilization. Wiser political thinkers than Dave have long understood this. Now, this is an important thing for Americans to listen to, even from Britain. Here's the Virginia Bill of Rights, precursor to the U.S. Declaration of Independence. This is what they used, based it on. So it said that all men are by nature equally free and independent. and have certain inherent rights, of which, when they enter into a state of society, they cannot, by any compact, deprive or divest their posterity, namely the enjoyment of life and liberty, with the means of acquiring and possessing property. It wasn't pursuing happiness, just happiness, but it was possessing property. It was altered, you see, later in the U.S. one, afterwards. Because if you don't have property, you're on the street, folks. And in reality, if you have property and it's yours, no one should be able to kick you off of it, including the government, or tax you out of it. You see? So there you go. In the enjoyment of life, liberty, with the means of acquiring and possessing property and pursuing and obtaining happiness and safety. See, back in those days, they didn't believe in gross well-being if you're poor. You know, you have to start off with somewhere that's got a roof over you, and that's yours. And even if another great depression brought on by the bankers, you can still live in your little place without being kicked out because you don't have tax money. And you can't be happy if you're on the streets, folks. It says here, Samuel Adams, the natural rights of the colonist are these: first, a right to life; second, to liberty; third, to property, together with the right to support and defend them in the best manner they can. The right to support and defend them in the best manner they can. And here, most trenchantly, is the philosopher who inspired them, who was John Locke. Whenever the legislators endeavor to take away and destroy the property of the people, or to reduce them to slavery under arbitrary power, they put themselves into a state of war with the people, who are thereupon absolved from any further obedience. For the heart of thinking, I'll repeat that last part. Whenever the legislatures endeavor to take away and destroy the property of the people or to reduce them to slavery under arbitrary power, they put themselves into a state of war with the people, who are thereupon absolved from any further obedience. It is time for a revolution, then, for the theft of our property rights. It's exactly what's happening to us now under our notionally conservative Prime Minister. This is from Britain, back to Britain now. And his increasingly desperate and damaging attempts to position his collapsing administration as the greenest ever. I'm thinking especially of the ongoing renewables scam. The wind farm industry is surely the worst offender. Some vexatious twerp complained the other day about my claim that the wind farms reduce property values by 25% and 50%. Actually, if anything, I'm underestimating the problem here. I know cases where properties have been rendered unsaleable by wind farms because of the racket they make. This constant, incredible noise. Never mind how ugly they are. But whatever the exact figures, I think those of us not in the pay of big wind or trotting out propaganda for the preposterous or devious renewable UK would all agree that the very last thing we'd want on our doorstep would be a wind farm, and that we certainly would never dream of buying a property near one. So it's not a single one of the wind farms blighting Britain would have been built without state incentives in the form of renewable obligation certificates or feed-in tariffs, and legislation which makes it very hard for communities to prevent wind farms being built there. You can reasonably say that, therefore, that the wind farms represent a wanton assault by the state on property rights. We expect such confiscatory measures for the common good from socialist regimes, but from a conservative-dominated coalition, it's a disgrace. Remember, too, when George Bush was in, they passed a law that if a big corporation decides they want your property to build some mall or whatever else they want to build it, then they've got the right to do it. You can't stop them from... They'll just take it from you. Who's fighting back here? They declared war on you. Who's fighting back? See, governments have always done this down through the centuries because they're owned by the big bankers, international bankers, who don't believe in new law having property rights. Themselves, yeah, but not you. It says, but it's not just the wind farm industry which is complicit to the scam. There's a fascinating cover story in this week's Spectator about the UK hydropower industry, which turns out to be very nearly as damaging, unpleasant, slimy, and untrustworthy as its nasty elder brother, Big Wind. It came as a surprise to me, like many of you probably. I thought till I read it that the hydroelectric power represented the acceptable face of renewable energy, not according to Pippa Cookson, though, who revealed it to be yet another taxpayer-subsidized boondoggle for rent-seeking scuzzballs, which produces next to no electricity and which, just like wind farms, causes immense damage to wildlife, in this case fish rather than birds or bats. But a bit of Cookson's expose that particularly interested me was her anecdote about Nottingham Angling Club, which in 1982 forked out £150,000 for the fishing rights to 1.5 mile stretch of the River Trent above a weir, which is now about to be converted to hydropower. The quality of their fishing will almost certainly diminish, and there are stories like this from all over the country, where it's wealthy fly fishing enthusiasts who've paid a fortune for a prime stretch of river in Hampshire or Dorset, or an ordinary working man's club like the one in Nottingham. People are going to suffer as a result of the state-sponsored drive for renewables. Again, as with wind power, the only reason these hydropower schemes are going ahead is because the government subsidies and incentives for those canny or cynical enough to get in on the scam now are the big crooks themselves, you see. They're the ones who benefit from all. Always, it's always the same thing. So again, what we have here is a clear case of the state arbitrarily confiscating people's property rights because of its desire to be seen paying lip service to the green religion. And but it's quite interesting to say that you don't have property, for instance, and you can't hold on to it because of taxes. You think you're paid off your mortgage, which is the length of your death, your mortgage. If you manage to still pay your taxes, or you can't pay your taxes, you're kicked off. And the government, therefore, has declared war upon you. What do you do when someone's declared war on you? What do you do, folks? What do you do? Oh, well. This article here, too, is about the link between the 9/11 aftermath and up to 50 types of cancers. Federal governments to acknowledge as thousands are set to claim compensation. It's the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health is expected to announce the findings tomorrow. About 400 first responders or people who live near the site have died from cancer since 9/11. The Zadroga Act initially did not cover cancer because there was not enough evidence linking it to toxins emitted at Ground Zero. And so the government says for the first time is on the verge of recognizing that people who live near the Ground Zero and the first responders got cancer from toxic dust from the scene. National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health is expected to announce the findings tomorrow. The Institute is responsible for deciding whether cancer should be amongst the illnesses covered by the James Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Acts. And the 50 cancers that they've found so far are expected to be included. It'll mean that thousands of people who are sure they got sick in the aftermath of the outrage will be eligible for compensation. Well, you see, the reason they drag it on for so long is the same with the teen blood scandal. They wait till most of the victims to die off, then there's less to pay out. That's how they work things. Also tonight, too, an article is called The Five Dancing Israelis Arrested on 9/11. Everyone forgets that. There's lots of documentary film up there. And they were caught, these guys, by the FBI, who were dancing on top of a building as they photographed the towers getting hit. And it goes on from there. About there were two of them were definitely connected to the Mossad. The government tried to hush it up. Israel was negotiating with the U.S. to get it all quietened down. But I remember on an Israeli television, and I hope it's still up there on YouTube. I've got a copy here, but they were interviewed, three of these guys, in Israel, on Israeli TV. And the guy says to them, why were you over there? And they said, we were over there to film the event. That's a translation, the direct translation. We were over there to film the event. Before he said that, he says, you see, well, we've always lived under terrorism. He says, and we were over in America to film the event. Now, how would they know what's going to happen? How would they know, even if they heard it through other parties were going to do it, how would they know that the building they were in wasn't going to get hit? And no one wants to talk about this. After all, it was Ben Laden did it all by himself. Those fuzzy videos that they put out from the CIA. Even though Ben Laden said at the time he had nothing to do with it. And he was probably dead anyway. He had nephrotic disease, the kidneys, he was dying. It was interesting that the French and even the CIA interviewed him in France. I think 2000 or 2001, he was dying in a hospital in France at the time. They actually went in, and it was in the papers, they interviewed him. Doesn't matter, though. It's a good boogeyman, eh? The flu shots linked to higher incidence of flu in the pandemic year. Well, there's nothing new in that. You get a flu shot, you end up getting the flu or something worse. And actually, a lot of things worse. says that new Canadian research suggests that only people given a flu shot for the 2008-2009 season seem to be more likely to get infected with the pandemic virus. That broke out at the time, and then they tried to poo-poo it and hush it all up. New Canadian research backs suggestions that only people given a flu shot for the year 2008-9 season seem to be more likely to get infected with the pandemic virus, so it's been verified. But don't forget to go and get your flu shots this year, folks. Back with more after this.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Just have two questions.
Yeah.
What makes him think that they're superior than the rest of us, and what makes him believe that they have the right to do what they're doing?
Could you repeat that? Who did you say felt superior?
Yeah. What makes him believe that they're superior than the rest of us?
Because their families have been down through the ages collecting more and more power. And they actually have a little test amongst themselves to say that in the first three generations, if their own offspring don't go wayward and spend the money and blow the money and so on, then they prove that they are of superior genetic stock. And of course, they get matched up with their genes, with their marriage partners. So that's the little test. If you have a son who goes off and blows the cash, then that's the end of it. You wouldn't get into the elite clubs. So if you can show stability down through generations of accumulating more power and wealth, and your children are married off to what they call their equivalents and other from other big families, then you are a member of the club. That's one criteria for it.
And what about the spiritual side?
Well, they don't. Well, it depends what scripture you're looking at, or how perhaps they view the scriptures themselves.
I mean, the spiritual.
Remember that the whole thing about the scriptural thing that can be debated forever. It comes from a religion that was all to do with eugenics for people. Remember, and it's all begatting from whom. It's very important who got who, all down through that. This money system goes back for thousands of years, and it's very important as a hierarchy. Of who begat who, etc. So genetics and eugenics has been a part of this from the very beginning.
Okay, Alan, thanks.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye.
And if folk tend to forget that whole part of it, especially Christians, that there's a lot of begetting, and awfully, awfully important to keep the records and genealogies for those involved. And there's a hierarchy amongst moneylenders, of course, and aristocracy as well, with their own plans for the world. And that's very evident since they're putting their own guys in as presidents and prime ministers in other parts of the planet. They want to get into austerity, so their central banks, privately owned again, are all part of it. Carl quickly goes into the central banking system. This is all these banks were privately owned, often by the same handful of shareholders. And they're also the ones who issue every country their money and the debt. And eventually they will run the world. They won't need parliaments anymore. You'll have specialists under the level of the bankers, all working for the bankers, running you, scientific specialists. That's what they're doing. That's where we're all going. And that's how it's been for some time, actually. Very old plan, and you're living through the changes as we go into it. This is a time of change, this century of change, where all of the big plans have to be accomplished, including the depopulation, the eventual forbidding of having children without permission, and the genetic screening for those with the genes who will be allowed to breed and those who will not. We already see that happening as they take genes out of sperm and ovum, in case it might be bad genes. Bad genes are those who might rebel and fight them in the future. That was written about 60 years ago. They would do this, and they're doing it now. From Hamish and myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your God's go with you.
It's true.